At some point, games shouldn't be called games as a service anymore if they are. They should just be called grifts as a service, because it is almost impossible now to track some of the ways these games try to get you, whether it be consumables, customizations, monetizations, or currencies. They're all going to be jammed into the game to add to the supposed depth, like somehow squeezing the side of a cup makes the water rise but doesn't change the actual amount inside. However, when Square Enix announced Avengers, I think a lot of people sat back and said, you know what? I like superheroes. I like smashing people to death with a bunch of my friends. Let's see how this one turns out. And then we heard about the various different battle passes and different ways customizations would work, as well as different ways monetizations would work. And I think a lot of people just threw up their hands and said, you know what? I'm going to wait till this thing comes out. And that's what we're going to discuss today. This is my review in progress for Avengers. I'm going to be covering all of the bits that I've played in the last 24 hours or so. I've been up all night playing this, not necessarily because I loved it, but because I sort of wanted to do this video and talk to you guys all about it. Avengers has actually interested me keenly since it was originally announced. So let's begin. As you guys know, less than 40% of the people who watch the videos are subscribed, yet they continue to return again and again. If you get a chance, hit the subscribe button. It helps. Or find somebody on YouTube you like and maybe subscribe to them. And thanks to Square for a copy of the game. As you guys know, even if a developer gives me a code, I get a copy of the game and give it away to people, so my hard-earned cash is on the line, just like yours. Let's jump into this and discuss Avengers. Graphics are up first. So Avengers actually shows up much improved for me from the beta, hugely improved. Most of the large frame rate drops are absolutely gone. And what you're left with here is an over-the-top action superhero smash-em-up. If somewhat closed off in some of the locations, you have characters pulling out supers like the Hulk, slaps his hands together, the world's biggest and pretty much most epic high five, overpressures the entire location and kills a bunch of bad guys. Then you switch over to Captain America, leap into the air and throw your shield off the dome of like four enemy mercs who now unfortunately all have CTE from the battle. Then you leap into the fight as Black Widow, go invisible, spawn a staff and proceed to Gandalf the hell out of a ton of enemies that pick the wrong day to guard a door. Graphically, the game is in love with particle effects and well, and effects of all kinds with everyone, even the more mortal of the characters like Black Widow, having her fair share of moves that throw trailers off of everything from her boots to her hands. That's not including the enemies as well, who slash and dash and slide and shoot and stab and stealth around the game world to try to take you on, using all manner of environmental weapons. Luckily, the designs for the characters are pretty good as well, though the scale is a bit off just to make the game playable. In fact, you're going to hear a lot of that through this review or pre-review. To make something work, a lot of what you would expect in the game has to be handled in a particular way, or it just probably wouldn't be here. That being said, the attacks are not bad at all. Some are excellent. Like I said, the Hulk's hilarious over-the-top moves, or Thor's amazing moments just spinning that hammer or performing combos on enemies. That being said, I think we should all take a moment of silence for Black Widow's kneecaps that she apparently lost at Wakanda. I have no clue what's going on with half of these characters' walking animations, but it's like somebody went in there, snipped their ligaments, and said, hey man, go for a walk. They all look really weird when they're moving around any of the normal locations. That's not all, though. The one place where Avengers absolutely fails, it drops the ball utterly, is in its level design. Whether it's snowy tundras or desert locations, forests filled with teleporting enemies, or some of the city locations, it's just this nonsensical mess of artificial platforms, stupid design, broken locations. I am blown away that all of these locations are this basic, ignoring the more linear locations, of which there are a staggering number, where you basically go down into a small hallway, through a door, and into a room with some bad guys, boom, mission over. It's the larger areas that just, they suck. Random planks and items sit out everywhere. Many times you'd just be running through a level and there's just a metal plate with a bunch of money on it. You'd think a story based on a hidden military force would decide that the best way to hide everything would not be going by the old adage of sometimes you miss what's right in front of your face kind of design when it comes to their banks. Almost every single location is a large open area, two or three ways around it, and some platforms, most conveniently placed so everyone can get to them, just in case, you know, so you get a climbing participation award. For a game that's asking everybody to repeat this content, the lack of any Destiny even level design in any location whatsoever in the game is atrocious. It's unacceptable. I can't believe this is even a thing. It just looks bad. We should expect more from a game like this, any game like this that's asking you to repeat this constant content. And I am telling you, all of the levels are like that. Everything looks like a device or a design plot point, to where it's just a floating container to hills with scratches on them for you to climb. Even the puzzles, which run the extent of shooting two colored bulks to open up a door, or shocker, four colored bulks to open a door, it's almost lackadaisically placed. Luckily, again, you do have these very cool character designs, but the locations themselves, while initially looking very interesting, completely fall apart as you play those experiences, even one, if not two, if not three, if not 10 times again. Also, there are a number of graphical bugs. For example, Captain America's face just melts in one of the particular costumes. There's also a number of animation issues, especially when you're attacking enemies, where sometimes you'll hit them and they'll fly one way or past you the wrong way, where they're just not really affected. And yes, that's even if you're playing some of the games or levels that you play solo. None of this is going to matter if it doesn't run well. I did say that the FPS is dramatically improved from the beta, and that's the absolute truth, but it's not perfect. 4K 60 is probably not going to be within most anyone's grasp, regardless of hardware on the PC. Now, there are some ways to get it running at close to that. There is, of course, that very aggressive dynamic resolution system. However, on two PCs that I tested on, that dynamic resolution system got confused over time and continued to downgrade the resolution. And the only way to actually get it to anything remotely playable was to switch that off and then back on again. It was a very odd decision. With the 2080 Ti, I was able to actually do very well at 1440p with almost all the settings on Ultra, but I do think 4K 60 is going to be very difficult for a lot of people, especially if you want it 60 locked. Now, we can target anything. Target is sort of a cheat word. It means, yeah, man, we hope to get 60 at some point. That's not the same thing. What you want is fairly smooth FPS throughout, and even in this footage, you will see it drop at times. Also, bravo to these guys. Game's got a ton of graphical effects that you can choose from. Most have examples. It doesn't look terrible on low, though I would say it takes medium to high to really get this stable of heroes with enough power to stop a dinosaur extinction to really step up and look amazing. Lastly, and very importantly, check exclusive full screen. On my PC, exclusive full screen was 12 FPS difference compared to not. I don't know if that'll be replicated on others. Avengers can look stunning, but it also has a lot of small issues you will probably notice. And that brings us to sound, music, and voice. And we'll do sound first. And yeah, I get a lot of people don't care about sound, but I do, especially in a game like this, and it's pretty okay. Most of the battle sounds are fine. Bringing down an entire Tesla tower worth of electricity onto a single person's head as Thor feels awesome. The game will clap out thunder cracks and sizzling lightning as you pretty much turn him into a bipedal s'more. Battle and punches sound good overall, and things like that crazy-ass dong sound that happens when you're donking some jackass with Captain America's shield works really well. What doesn't work really well are things like Black Widow's guns. They sound almost toy-like compared to everyone else, and footsteps are just movement. Sounds terrible, and you'd think that wouldn't matter, but in this game, you're running in places between other places to clear out enemies from good guy spaces. Instead of running, it sounds like someone's throwing wet socks onto a floor. It just sounds weird, and it's repetitive, and it actually happens a lot just due to what you're playing. Lastly, I ran into a very nasty bug. Sometimes actions and enemy sounds just didn't play at all, like somebody cast a superpower of deafness on me. No sounds. The environmental stuff was occasionally there, though it was lean, but I couldn't hear the main attacks or the sounds, and a reset of the game was needed. And that brings us to music. This is expectedly over the top. It's suitably big movie sounding. It's got a lot of combined elements and these hero moments that play out as you get up and close to the enemy's location. And it sounds like you're going to lead 500 knights into battle, but it's just you and Iron Man who won't shut the hell up no matter what you do. Lots of string sounds, lots of horns, lots of hero moments. It is good, and it is bombastic. It's over the top. It's theatrical, but it also doesn't have a lot of spirit. There's no particular track you're going to hear here and be like, man, that reminds me of this part in a game. It's just sort of there as a background. Speaking of background, let's talk about voice. And yeah, it's not the actors we all know. We have to take that for what it's worth. It could be a lot worse. You could have nothing. I've seen a lot of people saying that they felt that no one really sounded tonally like their voices were coming from the characters' bodies in this game. And I get it, but look at Mike Tyson and listen to his voice. Sometimes voices just don't match the body. I do admit, with Banner and Captain America in particular, their voices do not fit very well for those characters. It just didn't really feel real to me. What also didn't feel real is that nobody had any emotion. It was like six people sitting down and being like, we're superheroes. And somebody else is like, yeah, you know, okay, whatever. No matter what is happening on the screen, huge apocalyptic events, crazy-ass delivery of exposition from bad guys, so far it's been monotone and mediocre. I do think Camilla Khan, and especially in the first half of the single player, does an incredible job. It's a bit over the top with the, oh my gosh, it's Iron Man kind of bits, still not bad. This is a game that should probably have treated with a bit more focus and emotional, especially when you get most of the characters in the game repeating their one-liners 100,000 times. And that brings us to gameplay, and playing a game like this 100,000 times. First, the single-player game has layers to it that are far beyond the beta. This is excellent. It's surprising. It's certainly welcome. This is a great starting for an Avengers story. I actually really liked it. Camilla Khan has you going out. You're in a contest for fans who write Avengers fanfic, with her being one of the writers, and you're going to see who wins. You explore this large park. You get accustomed to some of the basic movements with in-game tutorials and playing various different things in an amusement park and just sort of moving around. But something has to happen, otherwise it wouldn't need the Avengers for anything. So nearby, a bridge explodes. The Avengers show up in full force, and that's where the beta, if you played it, is starting. You get to go back and replay those moments, jumping between the superheroes, picking up how to parry and dodge, what can be parry or dodged, what can't be parry or dodged, and learning basic combos so that you can parry and dodge between them. Quickly, you're thrust into this major story proper, which is years after the event, as the Avengers are pretty much all around the world, and Camilla meets up with them. And quickly, as a team, they start getting to work, putting the helicarrier back into the air. This is not an easy feat, and some of the missions in the story are based around getting the actual system saved up and used. You save some characters, they show up on the carrier, and you have to get different things for this all to move together. I like that, and it made the carrier feel a bit more like a base, a giant friggin' base that got really boring walking from one end to the other just to talk to a vendor, but nonetheless, a big damn base. As you continue on in that story, you open up locations, and at any time, you can pretty much jump into the multiplayer. The core to the Avengers, regardless if it's single player or multiplayer, is to work through the story or the multiplayer with friends and bots. You play in third-person mode, as I said before, and you go into these missions that have the rewards posted for what you get if you complete them. It's very much in the spirit of your Warframes and your Destinies. If you expected anything else from this game, this is probably not the right game for you. You take a jet to various locales around the world. Each mission is pretty basic, though, in its scenario. If it's a story mission, you're beating up enemies along either linear locations contained mostly in tunnel complexes or underground bases, or more open spaces like jungles and forests, some deserts, and more. The larger areas are more open-ended and offer, I think, the best that Avengers currently has to give as an offering. It's a looter-shooter-scooter-booter. You're running around collecting items, collecting resources from the game world as you leap and lunge and explore, fight off enemies by booting them with your big size 5 or size 400 boot, depending on what size you are as Camilla, and join the rest of the Avengers in combat. Combat is fairly simple, though. It's got heavy and light attacks with unlockable combos or hold button combo presses mixed with parry and block systems. This is based on a color coding of the enemy's attacks as they swing at you. All the enemies can attack all the characters at once, so it can get pretty cumbersome when in the larger battles, or at least chaotic, so be prepared for that. Most of the levels involve a couple waves of combat in a couple different places, entering a location and then figuring out what's going on in there. As you go up in level, you get challenge points for doing the various things, as well as skill points. These can be spent in four basic skill trees: light, heavy, ranged attack, as well as intrinsic ability. For example, Iron Man's intrinsics have to do with the suit. Kamala's have to do with her ability to shrink and expand. And those skills there, as you level them up, also unlock specialty and master trees for utility, ranged, efficiency, and intrinsic as well. Now, this can sound a bit like a bunch of skills overlapping, but it's not necessarily like that, and I'll get to that in a second. I will say that I found a couple bugs here. I'm assuming this will be patched out, but in the mastery section in particular, there's some confusion there because a couple of the different skills all say the exact same thing. Even the ones that are in the melee or up close fighting area talk about ranged. It looks like somehow copy-paste didn't work there, and some of that needs to be edited and cleaned up. When it comes to the specialty and the mastery, those are really how you solidify your gameplay style. The skills are not bad. While some unlock combos, heavy attacks, and stuns, most of them are excellently connected to their characters, like Captain America's shield, which starts out with this weak single enemy toss. Then it goes to three enemy killing frisbees that basically leaves gaps where people's heads should be. It's awesome. Iron Man starts outfitting himself with all manner of lasers and rockets, and the Hulk focuses rage to, well, rage more. But sometimes rage more is just what you need. Using those specials, jumping around with the different characters, they do feel distinctly different. There is a big difference between Black Widow and Iron Man. There's a huge difference between how Iron Man and the Hulk feels. Well, there's pretty much a difference between everyone and how the Hulk feels. I think you're going to see a lot of people talking about that. Thor and Iron Man sort of overlap, and you could say Captain America and Black Widow somewhat overlap. But when you're playing the game, there is a lot of difference in how they play, not necessarily so much in the skills, just even in the basic context of how they engage with things. For example, Black Widow has some stunningly cool counters that really end up making you able to be much more mobile than some of the others, especially when you are countering. Made you feel like there was some range there in a way that maybe you weren't actually accustomed to. Everybody did have their own little segment. It's just that as I continued on, their own little segment was just repeated over and over and over and over again. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of diversity there. And that brings us to some of the oddities in the combat and just the lore. It's sort of weird. Battles usually involve enemies in these locations or spawning in, and then an all-out knockdown dragout where you're taking out the enemies, combining different normal attacks to build meters like the heroic attacks and using those on the bigger enemies. But a number of things hurt this. First, it just feels weird. Hulk is massive, yet even with the extra damage, he never really feels much stronger than anybody else. And people might say, well, that's for balancing. Sure, but we didn't decide to put that character in the game. It was going to be up to them to balance it, and it just looks weird regardless. As it is, he can be fun, but his movement, play style overall, and just sheer lack of really any impact above and beyond everybody else. One thing we do need to talk about is the AI. First thing to remember, the AI is terrible. Second thing to remember, you're going to run into the AI a lot because even in the campaign battles, at times they'll join you. And of course, if you're by yourself, they will come in to fill out your bot group if you do multiplayer, if you have two people and you want four. They're like cosplayers thrown into battle. Many of the times, you'll be ducking and dodging and weaving and slipping by an enemy, and boom, there's Thor floating about 4 feet from an enemy, just, you know, hanging out, godlike. The thing is, the AI shows up for those campaign fights a good deal of the time, and in the multiplayer, if you're not in that group. Which is fine overall, but their lack of any sign of intelligence is weird, especially when Tony Stark is calling you a dumbass, but he's the one floating 4 feet from an enemy hacking a computer and not doing crap about it. This is a title that while you could fill out your ranks with AI, I would tell most people to actually just end up changing your challenge difficulty. Whenever you choose a mission, you can do that. You can turn it up or down a little bit. Maybe do it that way versus bringing them with you, unless you're just sort of bringing them as fodder. Now, as you battle it out, you'll get all manner of resources and currencies and items, because that's what this kind of game is. Items fit into 1 to 4 slots on your character, and they're loosely based on arms, waist, head, or insignia, as well as one for the weapon for the character, like Thor's hammer or Camilla's armbands. Most will have some kind of boon to them, like doing damage or a particular chance of doing damage when hit, adding more to light attack combos, and so forth. And more can be upgraded with whatever resources they are made out of in the first place. This upgrade can happen a certain amount of times before that item is leveled out. Just consider it's taken in too much magic or too much science, and you have to trade it out. All of these weapons can affect your basic stats, which are might and precision and proficiency, valor, resolve, resilience, and intensity. These are up close, ranged crit and perk chance, heroic effectiveness and crit damage, max willpower and recovery, armor, and stun damage and resistance, respectively. And the game from there quickly evolves into exactly what I think we all expect. Going out, doing battle, looking for gear to fill those slots or for money to buy gear or for money to upgrade gear or for resources to create the gear you want to buy or upgrade and put in those slots. Talking resources and upgrades first, like games before it, Avengers has all manner of crafting as well as vendors in many locations. Be prepared for that. They sell you different gear depending on your level with that vendor and with that faction. Most take different resources as well that you find around the game world. Luckily, most of them are near one another and most of them are near a faction quest giver who will, in a surprising turn of events, give you some faction quests. Just basically assume and understand there is no fiction to a lot of these. They're going to say things like, go out and beat some people up, and they'll give you some points for it. This isn't unknown, but I will say this is a strange tactic for a game where they seem to focus on the lore and on the story, and then once again, it's really shallow. Also, while many people have no issue with that grind gameplay loop, it's interesting to see how quickly it's introduced into Avengers, as well as how quickly those lackluster locations hinder it, or at the very least, noticed. They really are. They are really lackluster. What's surprising even to me is that they don't even have movable bits for a lot of these locations. There's various different things that you could do to change it up. And in a lot of locations, everything is so in your face. For example, some scratches on a wall that indicate that's where the Hulk should jump to. It doesn't really make you feel like you could jump anywhere. You can, by the way. It's just that the game seems so dead set on guiding you and not really surprising you in any way. It's odd when that's sort of what this should all be about. And let's wrap this up with one more thing, and that's the challenge cards. Every character has a challenge card. Just consider them really their levels. You are rewarded as you go up every 5 levels with some item, like some resources, some money, a battle plaque, a new finisher, a new skin, or something else. They're lackluster unlocks, to say the least. They also take forever. What's nice here is Square has made it clear that all the levels, all of the characters, those will all be free to get everything in their challenge cards. You're supposed to be able to do that without buying anything and with just all of the points from the prior challenge cards, but we're going to see how that is. However, that repetitive content usually is rewarded in some way, and one of the weirdest ways it's rewarded in Avengers is how customization actually works. When you customize your characters with the basic skins, that's it. No items really make any other graphical effects other than the color of the attack. Now, there's usually two sides of this argument. One, Marvel knows best. We should not have any choice in what we want for characters to look like because the lore is so important. And two, that side is dumb. I rest in the second side of this, because if they wanted lore to fit, they wouldn't have pillow-fisted Hulk playing patty cake with enemies for the same amount of time as Black Widow. You could have easily done something here and added to that issue. Many of the skins are just reskins. Many are not iconic, but just Red Iron Man and White Iron Man when you break it down. Also, you can go and you can buy some money so that you can actually unlock your challenge card or buy some stuff in the store, but it's 100 points for every $1. Some real quick math shows that most of the suits that are running right now are probably $9 to $14 a piece for a reskin. A title card is $1. Finishers can run a couple bucks. That to me seems outrageously expensive when I feel that some of that money should have been spent on making levels immersive, interactive, and having that overall bombastic feeling of a superhero movie that we're playing instead of something that feels a little bit more like kids' first day out with his G.I. Joe toys. And that brings us to Fun Factor. For a while, Avengers is fun. Ignore the crap level design, the broken walking animations, all the Destiny-style elements that aren't built from years of work like Destiny or years of lore, but delivered unto you as a day one title. It's actually fun to rampage around with these characters and smash the hell out of them. I liked unlocking the different parts. Nothing wrong with that. I did enjoy the combat and the battle. And when you jump into something and you have four characters, whether it be real people or AI, and you're just going to town, it can be really kinetic. There's a visceral feeling to the combat, especially that first time. Maybe the second time. Maybe it tops the third. But the game should just change its name to The Averagers. Unless your idea of fun is painting the same wall the same color, but oh man, switching the direction from up to down, I don't know how this is going to hold you for very long. It doesn't have near the differentiation, the diversity of any other game in its sphere right now. Avengers can be fun for sure, but it's already becoming a slog. The game's enjoyment seems to be lagging behind. I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep seeing. I hope my ideas change. I've enjoyed a bit of the multiplayer, and the story is much better than we were led to believe. Not anybody's fault. That's just the way they had to cut the beta. So as you guys know, I rate games on a, but I'm not going to rate this one. As I told you guys, it's a pre-review. So I've had some fun with the game. If you enjoyed the video, give it a thumbs up. If you disliked the video, give it a thumbs down. Go everywhere. Follow me if you can. If you don't want to, I don't give a shit. Peace out. Enjoy the rest of your week. You can check out Patreon. Buy some swag. Bye-bye.